Chapter 4. What shall we say then that Abraham our father according to flesh has found? For if Abraham has been justified on the principle of works, he has whereof to boast, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to him that works, the reward is not reckoned as of grace, but of debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. Even as David also declares the blessedness of the man to whom God reckons righteousness without works. Blessed they whose lawlessnesses have been forgiven, and whose sins have been covered. Blessed the man to whom the Lord shall not at all reckon sin. Verse 9. Does this blessedness then rest on the circumcision, or also on the uncircumcision? For we say that faith has been reckoned to Abraham as righteousness. How then has it been reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision as seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had being in uncircumcision, that he might be the father of all them that believe, being in uncircumcision, that righteousness might be reckoned to them also, and father of circumcision, not only to those who are of the circumcision, but to those also who walk in the steps of the faith, during uncircumcision, of our father Abraham. Verse 13. For it was not by law that the promise was to Abraham, or to his seed, that he should be heir of the world, but by righteousness of faith. For if they which are of law be heirs, faith is made vain, and the promise made of no effect. For law works wrath, but where no law is, neither is there transgression. Therefore it is on the principle of faith, that it might be according to grace, in order to the promise being sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of Abraham's faith, who is father of us all. According as it is written, I have made thee father of many nations. Before the God whom he believed, who quickened the dead, and calls the things which be not, as being, who against hope believed in hope, to his becoming father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body already become dead, being about 100 years old, and the deadening of Sarah's womb, and hesitated not at the promise of God through unbelief, but found strength in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised he is able also to do. Wherefore also it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now it was not written on his account alone that it was reckoned to him, but on ours also, to whom, believing on him who has raised from among the dead, Jesus our Lord, who has been delivered for our offences, and has been raised for our justification, it will be reckoned.